Tell them what we do.
This is the Blade Runner Minute podcast, where we talk about the movie Blade Runner minute by minute. That's Peter over there. And I'm Sandra.
Sandra over there. What minute is this?
This is minute 22, correct?
22.
So from 21 to 22, on your little counter.
I called 22 jazz hands.
Jazz hands. I think that was Alexa.
Alexa, delete notifications. Oh my God, she's so annoying.
Do you see
him? Alexa, delete notifications.
Delete all your notifications, right?
Yeah, duh.
Okay, deleted your notifications.
This is the problem with robots and computers and AI, right?
They interrupt. The minute wraps up. It's about to wrap up the Voight-Kampff test on Rachel. It ends with Deckard and Dr. Eldon Terrell discussing these results together.
They gave her, first it was the rest of the question, right? The question that started last minute, that she's at a banquet, the appetizer is raw oysters.
And then the
finish, and then the and entree is boiled dog.
Right. And she's stumped.
And she gets quiet. She doesn't look stumped, but she gets quiet. You she's don't know if she stumped. Is stumped, or I took it as she was just tired of doing this at this point. Like, are you kidding me with these questions? Like, who's going to eat boiled dog? Like, are
well,
you,
here's, really? Here's what I noticed. You get up to food with these replicants. I mean, animals with these replicants. And it throws them off a little bit.
They did animals already.
You ask Leon about, when you get into it. Not right away, maybe. But you asked Leon about a tortoise, and he stumbled a bit.
Baloney.
And that's when Holden was kind of like, I don't know about this guy.
No, he same stopped at Rachel. His mother. Boiled Leon dog. Stopped at his mother.
Because she was this close to saying, which...
I don't think she was going to say,
I'm kidding. She wasn't going to say, But don't people eat dog?
Yeah, in other countries, people eat dog. People in other countries eat dog. What do they have, like, that dog festival? But we don't because, you know, it's domesticated, and I'm not about to go eat a dog, but people in other countries do. Like, so maybe she would just say, I would be polite and eat a bite, but I wouldn't like it. Are the people in this world like all vegetarian? Because if all these animal questions are supposed to be like, no, you got to take care of them, so they must all be vegetarians, right?
They better be
vegan for life type of thing.
Or they're gonna go hungry.
What?
Because there's no animals. There are no animals. There aren't lots of animals.
What do you think they were eating at the White Dragon Noodle Bar?
At the White Trash Noodle Bar.
The White Dragon Noodle Bar.
I go to the White.
Is
Trash.
It White Dragon like cocaine or something?
Heroin
is chasing the dragon. Heroin is the dragon, right?
Why are we talking about
it? I'm just asking.
This guy, Joseph Turkel, this actor.
So playing... wait, he asks, before you get into Turkel, he asks her to step out.
Dr. Turkleton.
Dr. Turkleton asks Rachel to step out for a moment.
You think my name is Turk Turkleton?
And she gives like this little thing with her head as she gets up, like as if she's annoyed. There's like a little kick to her head, like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
And then... the magic that is Joe Turkel.
Joe Turkel. I did some research on Joe Turkel. You want to know about Joe Turkel?
Yeah.
All right. Joseph Turkel, born July 15th, 1927. You know where
still
this guy's
alive.
From?
Where is he from?
He's from Brooklyn, New York.
Woo, Brooklyn in the house.
He's from Brooklyn,
Brooklyn
New York.
Brooklyn in
he's
the
91.
House.
He's 91.
He's still alive. I know. It's amazing. Yeah. Can we go to his house?
Well, I think he's in California right now.
Oh.
Something like that.
Oh. Do you think he has Facebook?
You know what? I didn't even check. I didn't even look him up.
You should.
We should get a hold of him.
Facebook,
and see if he
Twitter.
Wants to do an interview. That'd be a
he
big
could do
get.
Like a Skype thing where his finger's over the camera
oh,
so he can't actually
see. Oh, his finger work. He's, how many questions does he usually take? And he asks Deckard, and Deckard's like, I don't know, 20, 30 cross reference.
And he's holding one hand in his
like
chin first,
the
and then
flute.
he does the finger waggle.
He's playing the flute in the air. How many questions?
His fingers actually look like they have extra joints because it's such a good waggle.
Do you know who I didn't recognize him? Joe Turkel was the bartender, Lloyd.
Yeah,
in The Shining.
I didn't know. It like those glasses completely throw you off.
Those glasses are so.
That's
awesome.
All you need. It's like Gary Oldman. He puts the glasses on in Gotham, and then you forget.
I'll tell you something.
You forget that he's in Leon the Professor. Everyone.
I'll tell you something about Joseph Turkel, the actor, and Terrell, the character. I've been watching this movie since about, I'm going to say roughly 2004, 2005. So it's been a while I've been watching this movie. And I watch it a couple times a year. I love it. I never appreciated Tyrell as much as I have this year. Like, it finally hit me how talented this actor is and how awesome this character is. A similar thing happened to me with Peter Cushing as Tarkin.
As Chewbacca? Yeah, I don't know where my head went.
Peter Cushing as Tarkin. You know, you're a kid, you're watching those scenes with Tarkin, and they're not very exciting. It's like a business. It's all business. It's the Imperial stuff. When I was younger, I didn't care. I got older, and I appreciate how he rolls his R's, and how he commands a room, and his performance.
The way
performance.
He holds his hands.
Oh, my God. He brings
hands
this,
are so important.
He brings this legitimacy to all the scenes, does Peter Cushing in Star Wars. So does Joseph Turkel in Blade Runner, when he shows up. Because Harrison Ford, he did Raiders at this point, right? Oh, it's 80. What is this, 80?
He did Star Wars.
I'm sorry. Oh, wow. That was a huge,
Star Wars.
I'm sorry. Okay. He did about only three or four
major blockbusters
movies at this point. So you got Harrison Ford, Sean Young, who's actually young in the business at this point, right? She hasn't done too much stuff. And Joseph Turkel brings this, it brings the whole scene up.
Because he did a lot of Westerns, too, right?
I don't know.
You had mentioned something about...
Not him. He probably did. That was Morgan Paul I was talking to you about. He did Gunsmoke. Mm. And a lot of other Westerns.
I know, Gung Ho.
Joseph Turkel, I don't know.
So you said Joseph Turkel.
I don't know. I did some research. I did research into Joseph Turkel, but I didn't want to just be an IMDb guy over here and start listening to everything he did. If we never watched it, what's the point?
Is Kubrick a producer on this movie?
No.
But he recommended?
But Sir Run Run Shaw is.
I know that. But did he do you think he recommended Turkel for this?
Joseph Turkel? I don't know.
Mr. Turkel.
But,
So he waggles his fingers, and he says, it took more than 100.
Well, why is he waggling his fingers? What revelation?
I think it's supposed to be like he's counting
them. No, but what revelation occurred that we just skipped? To get to Joseph Turkel, because we were so excited that
Rachel's a replicant.
Rachel's a replicant,
and he's like, "Well, how many did it take?"
About over 100.
How many does it usually take?
20 to 30 cross
reference. And it took her over 100.
Finger waggle waggle.
Because he's counting it. It's like he's counting them quick in your head. Like, do the math. Do the math.
So Rachel's a replicant, and
Deckard is freaked out. And he was like, "How does it?"
And
not.
Yeah, Deckard says she's a replicant. And
and Turkel starts talking his.
He says she doesn't know, and then
no,
and,
he goes.
And Joseph Turkel says she's beginning to suspect. He goes, how could it not know what it is?
How could it not know?
That's rough.
What it is?
That's ooh.
Some messed up stuff. How can it? He went from calling her like
somebody's
just, you know,
creation.
Treating her politely to calling her an it.
And then something very interesting happens in the dialogue. Rachel is an experiment. Oh wait, no.
Just skip. Yes, but during the experiment, the screen went fuzzy. Do you remember seeing that? That when she stopped answering the questions after the boiled dog, the screen did this really fuzzy thing, like the kind of thing the old school Apples would have told you when it overheats to pick it up 2 inches and slam it back down and then work again.
You think
again?
her replicant rage?
I don't think
for
it works that
out
way.
Of the room
but
so
then he says
affected the electronics.
But Turkel
wait,
says
did I
to
really
him,
just write down the next minute stuff on this page?
Of course you did, because you do that stuff
what?
All the time.
What is wrong with
and
me?
You make fun of my. Disorganized
Sandra,
notes.
You write on scrap paper.
I had to. I had no options. So Turkel says, I should call him Tyrell, but Tyrell says, commerce is our goal. Does he say commerce is our goal because he wants to sell these things, these kinds of replicants? Because she can't be a Nexus 6, right? She has to be better than that.
Well, we shouldn't really ask that question until the next minute. Until 23. What is this, 22?
Is she a next 6? If they're having all these problems with the 6s, maybe she's a 6 too.
I mean, so far in the movie, we've only heard about Nexus 6, and they're new, right? That's Roy.
I don't know how new they could be.
Roy.
They must have been at least a few years old if they're reaching the ends of their lifespans, right?
Well, they actually gave the
incept
dates.
Yeah, like 2-3 years.
They
and
gave
stuff
the dates.
Like that.
They're all dying.
Yeah, so they're not new.
Wait, it was Bryant who had the discussion with Deckard during the briefing. He said 4-year lifespan, and I think the incept dates were on those screens, right?
Yeah.
Why did we not write down the incept dates?
I did write
dates?
Them down. We even talked about
so
them.
So I think it's up to it's about that time.
They're about
dying.
3 years old. Yeah, 2 to 3 years old. So
they're dying.
So they're not new.
No.
You know, they're definitely like last year's model. What do you
mean
model.
New? I mean, even...
New as in they didn't come out yesterday, but there probably isn't a newer model yet. So either she's the same as a Nexus 6 and she's reaching the end of her lifespan, or she's the next thing. She's the next big thing. If commerce is their goal, she may be the next big thing.
She's the first Rachel. Do you think
people would want replicants that you can't tell are replicants? Because obviously by first glance, even with Leon, you couldn't tell that they're replicants.
So here's how I'll answer your question. Because I don't want to be rude and just start talking like I'm not answering your question. And then it's revealed 2 minutes into my diatribe that I am answering your question. I'm going to be polite. I'm going to say, here's an answer to your question.
Wow. I forgot my question. How you talk so much.
And that's how you do it, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how you
throw the wife
or husband or whatever you got. You off throw them off the trail.
You just say so much other stuff that they forgot.
You wrap the question around a question. So the first batch of replicants that we're introduced to in this movie are workers, busy workers. Load lifters, basic pleasure models, they serve a very specific purpose. They're what would you call what they are?
They're workers. They're literally workers. They do the stuff nobody wants to do.
Right. So the Pris replicant pleasure that we saw model. On that screen earlier in the film, she's just... I'm trying to be delicate here.
She's a blow-up doll.
Okay, she's a blow-up doll.
That can respond to your touch.
I'm getting the impression that they're all meant for this one area in these outer world...
Colonies.
Like work spots, these that's colonies fine. Where they're lifting, what did they say, nuclear warheads?
Who knows? I pick things up and I put them down.
They're
again.
Basically soldiers, it yes. sounds like.
And they said there were security forces.
Security forces. Okay, so here's my answer to your question. What is Rachel used for? What does but she think her job is?
That's what I think. Well, I don't know. I guess she's just
an assistant. Because we talked about it before, that she's just an assistant. That's why you make your replicant? To just there answer
has
your
to
calls?
Be a, there has to be a better reason. They're probably just testing her for something. So if they're testing her to start, I guess, mass production, but I don't know how mass produced these things can be.
I gotta break character for a second.
Okay, you have a character?
Yeah.
You are a character.
Because we try our best to stick to the minute. But spoilers for about, I'll try to keep the spoilers.
So if you've never actually seen the movie if you and haven't you're seen trying Blade to Runner
and you haven't seen 2049.
Pause, watch ahead, and just, then come back.
Just, yeah, hold, sit tight, just la la la, put your fingers in your ears. Were Rachel and Deckard supposed to meet so they could have the first.
You're bringing this up without talking about baby? The Deckard issue, so we can't talk about it without talking about
we're
the Deckard issue.
We're in spoilers right now. Nobody that doesn't want to listen to this is not listening.
But then
to
you
this.
Get into the question of is Deckard a replicant as well?
And I think he is, and I'll tell you why. Is. I was talking to I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
I really don't want
to
talk about this yet.
But the guy that runs the Gene Wilder minute, uh-huh. I'm so sorry. I don't have any of my devices in front of me. But,
and he can't remember anyone's name. He doesn't even know my phone number.
I remember your brother. I remember the conversation we were having online where he asked why Holden. The actor that looked like Holden looked very similar to Harrison Ford.
I know the answer to that.
You know the actual answer.
I know the actual
but
answer.
What if these replicants, what if these Blade Runners are all replicants? And what if Holden and Deckard are supposed to look alike because they're
one model.
Made in the same model?
But
same
we
model.
Know Holden isn't because they asked how he is, right?
He's all right if
as long
he
as you
can
keep
breathe,
him plugged him in. He's okay as long as you don't unplug him.
We're gonna end spoilers. You want to end spoilers now?
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to talk about this.
9876-54321. Yeah. No more spoilers. Okay.
Yeah. So we know that she is a replicant. She doesn't know. Turkle has said that. You know, I'm gonna keep calling him Turkle.
Why'd you get so bothered when we went into spoilers?
Because that's such a bigger conversation.
But that was good, though. That was a nice moment.
But it's a
well,
bigger
we won't talk about it anymore.
Yeah, but it's a bigger conversation, and I'm not ready to talk about it
do
yet.
Do you want to do a spoiler episode, like a special, down the road?
You keep planning a lot more specials. I am very limited on time. I, if you people don't know, these are my lunch breaks. I like
the idea of these specials, like these side shows.
Christmas specials, very British of you.
Well, mostly because we were so thin on info the past, like, the first 10 or 15 minutes.
You told me not to.
No. It's told. This whole thing is my fault. If you like it, you're welcome. If you don't like it, I'm so sorry. But
you're actually apologizing. Oh, yeah. Look at that personal.
No, I feel bad. We should have had more info in the first 10 or 15 minutes. But it's good. It's good to learn. We're learning.
We've never done this before.
She's
a replicant. She doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
Deckard is disgusted by it.
By it or his inability to spot it?
Well, he spotted it.
Sooner.
He's disgusted that it took so long to spot it. I don't think at him that Tyrell would design something that would make it so difficult to spot it. Especially since Tyrell dismisses this test as being worth nothing.
And it's got to be a little scary. To come out of retirement.
They walk among us, but they're not one of us.
To meet your friggin' match like that. Jeez.
Like Lost, right?
Like Jack's tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walks among us, not one of us.
Where are we going next? 23?
We're going to continue this conversation with Deckard and Tyrell.
Deckard's still talking to,
Yeah, blah, blah.
Elden
talk,
Tyrell.
Talk, yada, yada, yada.
And, I don't like that there aren't many more minutes with Tyrell. I really, researching these minutes, I really grew to love Joseph Turkle's work.
Yeah, he's really good at what he does. I'm upset we don't see more of Holden.
Yeah, Morgan Paul and those, he was good in the deleted scenes. The actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So we can't even be like, hey, can we talk to you? Because he was really cool, they said. He would always talk to people.
No, but he did a great job. Everybody did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to wrap this for 23? Come back in a couple
days?
Yeah,
let's do it.
All right, so I'll see you in a couple days, and I'll see y'all in a couple days. You want to say a proper goodbye? Or?
It's weird that you just told him that you'll see me in a couple days, because if they don't already know, we are married, so it would be weird that you didn't see me.
I meant back at the desk.
Back at the desk?
Back at the microphone.
Okay.
This is a purely working relationship, Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're so beautiful.
Thank you. Are you going to keep that in? Because you should.
Yeah, I am. Checking you out. I'm checking out my own wife. Seacrest out?
I guess Seacrest out. Crest Sea out.
Do you know what that is?
You said it's Ryan Seacrest,
it's really famous right now.
Watch any of those kinds of things.
It's a hot thing that the kids are saying.
It is? Are you sure about that? So for now.